Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Along the right hash, Rivers creeping up to the line. Points with his right hand. Pointing out coverage, stomps with his right foot. Now backpedals, gets the shotgun snap. Rivers with backside pressure from Frank Clark. Steps up, floats it towards Eckler. At the goal line, it's intercepted! Daniel Sorensen with the interception in the end zone. And that'll seal the win for the Kansas City Chiefs as Philip Rivers throws his fourth interception of the night and his 14th of the year to end it. And the Chargers are going to come up short in Mexico City.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. It's the PM team, Pony and Motes, on this Tuesday. Like what I did there?
I caught that.
It had a nice ring to it.
Absolutely. Made me feel important over here. The PM team, Pony and Motes. I still miss you, Mueller. It's all good. Shout out to your Browns for once.
You know, I thought when the schedule was released last spring that the Steelers were going to get forced to play in this Mexico City game because they've got that huge following in
Absolutely.
Mexico, and the Steelers haven't played an international game since the London game in 2012 or 13.
My last year in my last year in Buffalo.
13. Yeah, 13, because that was the second 8-8 year where they started 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they made the nomadic Chargers play another fake home game last night. It was a four interception game for Philip Rivers, who now, in his 16th season, trails only famous Jameis Winston in interceptions. He actually now is more than Baker Mayfield, who, Chris, turn up that speaker. Baker Mayfield hasn't thrown an interception in three straight games. We know Eli Manning's done. He's been benched for Daniel Jones. And now the big conversation again today is Rivers is finished. He's on his way out. He should hang him up. He doesn't have a contract beyond this year. And first of all, I want to know, do you agree with that? Like, is it curtains for
I don't think it
Rivers?
Is. I think he has another year to 2 years left.
Like, of playing or of, like, great football?
Not great football. Playing good football, though. I think he still got there and played good football.
So you think it's possible, even though he hasn't done it for the first 16 years, that Philip Rivers in the next two could get a team to the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not saying that now. No. That's great, though. If you get a team to a Super Bowl because of your quarterback, that particular position, then they are great.
Okay.
I don't view him in that category. I think that he could still go and be a good quarterback. I'm sure if we list some of the starting quarterbacks in this league right now.
Because I was watching that last night, and I was starting to get pretty down in the dumps about Ben. And if it's happening to Eli and it's happened to Eli and it's happening to Rivers, is Ben next? I mean, he looked like a homeless guy in Cleveland. No offense. I can say this. I can kid because I love Ben. But he looked like he was like a cardboard sign away from looking like he was just disheveled. And
well, it's a rough time for him right now. It's his first time missing this much
time. I understand
the
no-shave November, but he's really taken it to an extreme. Hey. Has he not?
It looks good for the camera, though, man.
He looks like an extra in Lord of the Rings. I half expect him to show up with like an axe in armor on.
No, see, you grow the beard out, you look rough, and then when you come back next year, you shave it down. You're like, oh, he looks revitalized.
That's a great call.
He looks good. He looks so young.
I pulled that stunt on my wife before, where I grew out a beard a few years ago, and when I shaved it, she was like, wow.
Yeah.
You should call off from work today.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm like, nah, I'd rather deal with Mueller. But anyways. I was down in the dumps because I'm thinking about Ben's football mortality. But then I went and looked something up, okay?
All right.
You tell me if this is like, if I can actually hold this up as optimism for Roethlisberger returning next year. Ben's going to be 38 in March, okay? I went back and I looked at the year 38, so 38 years of age
that
seasons.
Year. Mm-hmm.
For the last three quarterbacks to go into the Hall of Fame. Kurt Warner, Brett Favre, and Warren Moon.
Mm.
And then two guys who are next to go into the Hall of Fame Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, okay?
Okay.
Kurt Warner at 38 went 10-5 in Arizona.
Okay.
Brett Favre at 38 went 13-3 in Green Bay.
Whew.
Warren Moon at 38 went 9-6 in Minnesota.
Okay.
Peyton Manning at 38 went 12-4 in Denver. Drew Brees at 38 went 11-5 in New Orleans. So the point is, I guess this is what I was trying to convince myself. If you believe that Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Fame quarterback, then at 38, he should play like one. And like, I know people bring up Bradshaw and, you know, Troy Aikman retired at 34 mm-hmm. and Marino was done at 38. But those are guys that were playing like either 3 decades ago or like two and a half decades ago. The modern Hall of Fame quarterback is still performing at a very high level at 38, Arthur.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable, especially when you're looking at the style of play Ben has transitioned to over the past...
The league?
Yeah,
five, the league's rules,
years,
protecting quarterbacks?
It's geared for them to have longevity. It's geared for them to be protected. Now, I will say I would like for them to add some more weapons for him when he comes back next year.
How are they going to do that, though? Realistically, what's...
Yeah, that's the problem right now. You're kind of handcuffed in that situation. Obviously, you don't have the draft picks that you would like. But at the same time, second-round pick, you can still do some damage with that.
Look, this is a question that has not really come up much, but will become a huge conversation once the season is over. Do you pay Juju like a top receiver this offseason? Because his contract, because he was a second-round pick and not a first, is different. You don't have that option like you do on a Bud Dupree. So he's going to be going into his fourth season.
Or even a TJ Watt.
Right.
TJ, you got the fifth-year option.
I mean, do you lowball him? And then if he goes out there in year four and puts up huge numbers, you slap a franchise tag on him?
Well, I think...
I mean, what...
The issue is this. We've seen Juju with Ben and with AB. And now we're seeing Juju without both of those guys. And it's drastically different. But
right. It's like trading places. It's like Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. Now he's seeing how the other half lives.
Right. So it's hard to fully evaluate him.
I agree.
Without one of the two with him. So you really don't know what he is. Is he a true number one? Is he a great number two? We don't know yet. I think that's one of the things where I'm glad I'm not Kevin Colbert. I'm glad I don't have to make that evaluation because I'm sure he feels that he's a true number one.
If I'm his agent, I'm pointing at things like he's had more 100-yard games
correct
at 23 than anybody in NFL history.
True.
But then you're going to counter with, but let's see the context
you
of those
AB
numbers.
You had AB with you and you had Ben throwing it to you.
Exactly.
What did you do when neither of those guys were out there?
Not much.
Yeah. That's the issue.
But then at the same time, you like appreciate him maybe now with his injury because now you look at what's left at wide receiver and you're like, holy crap.
True.
You don't treat him like a pedestrian or run-of-the-mill wide receiver now that he's injured because you see what's left at the position. But I don't think like...
What I was going to say, even with that, you see what the position looks like without him. But just because this is what it looks like without him doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to add for him or upgrade that
And I
position.
Think what you're saying too, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Lord knows enough people do, that when we compliment and talk up James Washington and Deontay Johnson, are we getting ahead of ourselves? Because like even the tone of this conversation, if we really thought that those guys were destined for greatness, I mean, wouldn't we say, well, actually, they're in capable hands at wide receiver. Johnson's only a rookie and James Washington is in his second year.
We would, but I think they're both still very young and we haven't seen either of them consistently with Ben. I mean, you have two young receivers and James and Deontay, along with a young, super young quarterback.
But if you believe that not having the Hall of Fame quarterback is the problem, well, then maybe you don't need to go get weapons because you just assume that Johnson and Washington will take a big leap next year with Ben.
Well, yeah, and that's the risk you run.
That's the conundrum.
Absolutely. Because if you guess wrong, you put yourself in a very bad situation.
Right. You know, I've gotten, and Tomlin, another one of the things he did today was I love the continuity we're now getting at the tight end position. Really? I mean, he could not have said that he could not have meant that. That had to be sarcastic. I get it. He credited Vance McDonald for being available every week. That's a pretty low bar.
Oh, man.
I'm serious, though. Like, The way that we talked about Vance McDonald, we were ready to say he was a combination of Mark Bavaro and Shannon Sharp in the offseason. Like, seriously, his production to me has been minuscule, given the fact that you would think there would be way more opportunities for him in this offense.
I do agree. Typically with young quarterbacks, a tight end is their best friend.
Boom.
Absolutely. Tight end and a running game. Those are the two things that you will rely on, and we haven't seen that at all. Even when the one game that Duck started, you still didn't see the tight ends be featured. And like I said, it doesn't have to be.
And what was the point of the Nick Vanette trade?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. We haven't seen him catch, even have a pass thrown to him since.
I think he had one very early in the Rams game that he got hit and he did not hold on to, and that's been it in like 3 weeks.
It's crazy.
Yeah, my sanity is going to be put to the test this week because I don't have a good feeling about this game at all. Come on. It's the 0-10 Bengals. I'm going to be there. I'm going to drive friggin' 4 hours.
Well, they did play nice versus the Raiders too, man.
They did.
Yeah.
I know.
But they're going to need you to cheer for them, Pony. That's what it is.
I can't. I'll be in the press box.
Pony, they got to hear you, though.
I'll be in the press box.
It doesn't matter. They got to hear you.
Yes, it does. I got to be objective.
No, you can't be objective. You got to put on your black and gold goggles and let Steeler Nation know you are there. Let Mason Rudolph know you are there for him. Whatever receivers they put out there, you got their back.
All right, coming up next. Thank you for that advice that I won't take.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.